Welcome to the Rich Thoughts Podcast, where our goal is to glorify God and terrify the devil. Get ready. It's going to be a great journey.
Good morning and welcome to Rich Thoughts for Breakfast.
I'm Harold Herring, and that's my fine wife, Beth.
You've been having fun with that lately. Thank you.
Well, you know, honey, 46 years and 18 days. You know.
All right.
47 years.
Yeah.
47.
You were just tricking me, right? To see if I would catch it.
I'd say yes, but God knows what truth is.
All right.
Better not say that. You know, I'll confess to you, honey, and you and I have talked about this before. I never liked the term do-gooder.
I never did either.
Nor have I ever cared much, politically speaking, for those people whom I identify in that category. And I love their souls, but not their politics. I previously believed that do-gooders were people who got involved in things that were none of their business, and oftentimes sought to impose their will and particular beliefs on others.
Especially those who are of the Hollywood gender.
That's it.
They think they know it because they can star in a movie.
And in most cases, politically speaking, they're spending money that's not their own in order to soothe their conscience out of some misguided sense of right and wrong.
That must be political people, then.
It is. Or guilt over what they have and others don't. Ever, I'm confessing to you, I've had a change of heart.
Oh, my.
Not based on the words of any man, but rather on the Word of God. Hallelujah.
The transformation in our thought process started when we started reading Amos 5, verses 14 and 15 in the New Living Translation. Amos 5, 14 and 15 says, "Do what is good and run from evil so that you may live. Then the Lord God of heaven's armies will be your helper. Just as you have claimed, hate evil and love what is good. Turn your courts into true halls of justice. Perhaps even yet, the Lord God of heaven's armies will have mercy on the remnant of his people."
You know, our spirit was stirred when we read the first four words of that passage. Do what is good. Do what is good. When I read that passage, honey, you know, we talked about it. I started searching the scriptures, which led me to write this article on being a do-gooder.
Being a do-gooder. Seven reasons we should be do-gooders.
Yep. Number one, a do-gooder is personally taught by God. Now, my parents told me the difference between right
and wrong.
And wrong.
And so did mine.
Fortunately, the things they taught me were based on the Word of God.
Hallelujah.
Which was and still is my standard of conduct. Our standard of conduct.
Amen.
God expects us to do what is right in his sight. He wants us to live our lives in such a way that we're doing what he wants, not what we want or what others say is right. Isaiah 48:17, New Century Version. This is what the Lord who saves you, the Holy One of Israel, says. I am the Lord your God who teaches you to do what is good, who leads you in the way that you should go.
Amen. Number two. A do-gooder does not repay evil with evil. In 1 Thessalonians 5, verse 15 in the New Century Version, it says, "Be sure that no one pays back wrong for wrong, but always try to do what is good for each other and for all people." And not only that, but a do-gooder avoids evil. In Romans 16, verse 19, in God's Word translation, it says, "Everyone has heard about your obedience, and this makes me happy for you. I want you to do what is good and to avoid what is evil."
Number three, a do-gooder will do what is right for other people. Talking scriptural do-gooders.
Right.
1 Chronicles 19:13, classic Amplified Bible. Be of good courage, and let us behave ourselves courageously for our people and for the cities of our God, and may the Lord do what is good in his sight. There's a scriptural reason why we should do good for others, and it's found in 1 Corinthians 10:33. 1 Corinthians 10:33, and in the New Century Version it says, "Just as I also try to please everybody in every way, I am not trying to do what is good for me, but what is good for most people so they can be saved." The primary reason that we do good for others, according to the scripture, is so they can be saved.
Number four, a do-gooder is always ready to do what is good, even if you don't agree with those involved. There will come times in our lives when we may be directed to do something for someone we don't care that much about. Yet the unction of the Holy Spirit is undeniable that we should. One of those instances may be in praying for our leaders. Our philosophy is like that of Brother Kenneth Hagin, who once said, "Bless their darling hearts and sometimes stupid heads." Harold really loved that.
I love that quote.
So that would probably be describe most of the people who currently hold political office in Washington, D.C., I hate to say. But you know what? The scriptures clearly says to pray for them. And regardless of our opinions about them, we're directed to pray for our leaders. As it says in Titus 3:1, New Living Translation, "Do what is good. Remind the believers to submit to the government and its officers. They should be obedient and always ready to do what is good." If we agree or disagree with the actions of people in Washington, we still definitely need to pray for them, because that is a win-win situation. It pleases God, and heaven knows it might do some good up there. I believe in God, because I do a lot of that kind of praying. 1 Timothy 2:1-3 in the Classic Amplified Bible. "First of all, then, I admonish and urge that petitions, prayers, intercessions, and thanksgivings be offered on behalf of all men, for kings and all who are in positions of authority of high or high responsibility, that outwardly we may pass a quiet and undisturbed life, and inwardly a peaceable one in all godliness and reverence and seriousness in every way. For such praying is good and right, and it is pleasing and acceptable to God, our Savior." And not only that, honey, God knew from the beginning how much we were going to have to pray for those in authority over us,
I guess. Yes, he did. Yes, he did. Number five, do-gooders obey God's words, so things will be well with them.
Yeah.
Deuteronomy 12:28. Classic Amplified. "Be watchful and obey all these words which I command you, that it may go well with you and with your children after you forever. When you do what is good and right in the sight of the Lord your God."
And Psalm 119 verse 67 in the New Century Version says, "Before I suffered, I did wrong, but now I obey your word. You are good, and you do what is good."
Our suffering is most often a result of our wandering off from God's teaching, not obeying his word.
In Psalm 119:68 and 69 in the New Century Version, it continues by saying, "Teach me your demands. Proud people have made up lies about me, but I will follow your orders with all my heart. Those people have no feelings, but I love your teachings. It was good for me to suffer so I would learn your demands."
Finally, Psalm 119:72 in the New Century Version reveals that his teachings are priceless.
Amen.
The scripture says, "Your teachings are worth more to me than thousands of pieces of gold and silver." Seems to me the scripture is pretty clear. If we follow his instructions, things will go well with us, even if we have a season of suffering thrown in before we get there.
Wow. Number six, the efforts of a do-gooder may often be misunderstood. In Psalm 38, verse 20 in God's Word translation, it says, "They pay me back with evil instead of good, and they accuse me because I try to do what is good." There are times when you offer to do something helpful or good, but your intentions are misunderstood or based on the level of revelation and that you're walking in at the moment. In 1 Chronicles 21, verse 23 in the Classic Amplified Bible, it says, "Ormon said to David, 'Take it and let my lord the king do what is good in his eyes. I give you the oxen also for burnt offerings and the threshing sledges for wood and the wheat for the meal offering. I give it all.'" Ormon was concerned for his domain, or what was his, when the King David showed up and with all his men and offered to provide what the king needed for his offering. However, one of the more powerful passages of scripture is found in 1 Chronicles 21:24. That's 1 Chronicles 21:24 in the Classic Amplified. "And King David said to Ormon, 'No, but I will pay the full price. I will not take what is yours for the Lord, nor offer burnt offerings which cost me nothing.' In fact, I feel we really ought to do a teaching on King David's encounter with Ormon.
I think we should too.
Because that is a very powerful,
story. A lot of truth there.
That's the truth.
Number 7, the do-gooder will seize every opportunity to do good and is never moved by their personal circumstances, situations, or problems. 1 Peter 4:19 in God's Word translation. Those who suffer because that is God's will for them must entrust themselves to a faithful Creator and continue to do what is good. The nature of our adversity, regardless of how severe, should never hinder us from doing good for those who believe. Galatians 6:10, God's Word translation. Whenever we have the opportunity, we have to do what is good for everyone, especially for the family of believers.
Amen.
Now, honey, that's the kind of do-gooder I want to be.
That's the truth.
These scriptures kind of changed my perspective. They did. Hallelujah.
Well, it's an interesting take on a do-gooder.
It is. It is that.
And we do come up with some interesting stuff when we're reading the Word.
Well, the Lord directs us the way we go and what we write and teach about. Hallelujah. Well, go to heraldhearing.com. Check out this week's 2-minute video. If you've been blessed by the teaching and the ministry, make sure that you, where it says sow a seed, just pray and ask God what seed He'd have you sow. Do what He says, it's all we ever ask. Be looking out for an email from us and check your spam filter. Make sure you got your eyes on it because we got one coming to you.
That's
it's got powerful revelation in it. Well, until tomorrow morning at 8:30 Eastern, God bless you. Happy trails.
And keep thinking rich thoughts.
We love you. We appreciate you. God bless you. Bye-bye.